Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
But I'd been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always a pleasure. So they tell me. Have you with me? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the, be part, yes, you heard me, be part of the solution. That's the only way you're going to win. You're going to be part of the solution by getting informed. You heard it a minute ago. You know, I have personal experience with Dan. And I told you guys about it before. I was wigging out about something that was going on. And Dan, again, God bless, right, stepped in, helped me work through it, and saved us from some real bad things with the IRS. And it wasn't, and truly, I'm not the guy in jail going, no, I didn't do it. No, it truly wasn't our fault. It truly wasn't something we should have been nailed for. But at the time, it was Obama's IRS. Need I say more? Right? And for people who say, you know, they don't do that stuff. Yeah, actually they do. We were proof positive that they did. And when the actual tax attorney for the government got a hold of it, we worked with them for a while, and bang. They were like, yeah, nothing here. It's a big, fat, nothing burger. We just thought we'd make you sweat for 2 years over it. We had, for 2 years with the tax, we had bins of tax papers all around the place. It was crazy. All right, are we looking at Hillary 2024 or not? I'm just asking. Don't hand me anything. It's kind of like a little rumble. I mean, she looks like she's not going to be able to handle it. There's a grumbling going on. There's a little rumble pushing through about another campaign for Hillary Clinton. The Clinton told, what was it? Not Larry King. I can't think of the person. Anyway, that she could not imagine running for president again. But King noted that she didn't say no. Clinton did tell the Financial Times she would not run if President Joe Biden were to officially run again. Now, later questions should remain open due to his and his administration's ongoing crisis. They're using the word crisis now. What does that tell you? No, really. Think it through. They soft-shoe everything. They parse words like crazy. They want to make sure they don't do anything to get themselves or anybody else in trouble. On their team, that is. So, now that they're using the word crisis, are they pushing him in a direction? Are they getting ready to throw him under the bus? Because that's what it sounds like. That's what it looks like. Now, CNN is saying the whispers of Hillary Clinton have started. Newsmax host Dick Morris has long held a position that you can tell a politician and Hillary Clinton is running. He said, just check for a pulse. Candidates just do not give up presidential aspirations, Moore said. You know, and again, how old is she going to be when she takes office? Well, I find it utterly implausible that Clinton would run against Biden in a primary. I don't think this is an open nomination. If Biden takes a pass on running, would be something that would be hard for Clinton not to at least look at. That's not to say that she would run. It's only to say that her name would get thrown in the bus. She is done. She is yesterday's news, people. Notably, there was a definite no from Clinton herself with respect to running against Biden. She said, no, out of the question. Right? First of all, I expect Biden to run. He certainly intends to run. It would be very disruptive to challenge that. Oh, I don't think so. Hillary, come on. Show the guts of glory you got going on. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always fun to hear stuff like that. All right. I told you the Secret Service members now are coming forward because of the testimony given the other day that President Trump lunged forward trying to grab the wheel of it. Again, look at the beast. Just go Google it. Grab a picture. Take a look. Secret Service says it's going to cooperate with the House Committee investigating the January 6th attack after a former White House aide on Tuesday claimed that she heard that Donald Trump lunges at the driver. I wonder if they'll put this on in primetime, too. What do you think? According to reports, the aide is prepared to go before Congress to flatly contradict the aide's story. Now, in a court of law, by that happening, it would wipe out the whole testimony of that witness. And here's the problem. If the Dems try to discredit the Secret Service, well, what does that do to the rest of the Secret Service testimony, witnesses? Well, the Secret Service as a whole. That wouldn't be cool, would it? NBC News Chief, White House correspondent Peter Alexander, he tweeted Tuesday night that two Secret Service staffers are set to testify that Trump neither lunged at the wheel, right, nicknamed the beast, nor in any way assaulted them in a bid to get them to take them to the Capitol. Alexander went on to say that a source close to the Secret Service tells me both Bobby Engold and the lead agent are prepared to testify under oath that neither were assaulted. They got to lie. It's the only way they think they can win. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Med Away protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Med Away is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. As I said before, 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. I know it doesn't always feel that way or sound that way or whatever. But, when, you know, again, we're working together for the same thing, are we not? I hope we are. So one of the guys that I had a lot of respect for over at Fox, Brett Baer. Did these guys always believe this over there, or has something changed? And I say that not to be, you know, funny or what have you, but seriously, did something change? And if it did, I feel bad for them. I really do. Because what gave them credibility was the fact that they were willing to push against the system and kind of go, you know, no, that's not real, that's not true, or, right? So the Brett Baer, too bad, was interviewing the Arizona gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake. And she was fantastic at the interview. Now, Baer was being as, you know, unfair in this interview as, what's her name, Kelly was to Trump. Now, she absolutely destroyed him on the subject of the 2020 presidential election fraud and, quote-unquote, irregularities. So, Starnes interviewed her today as well. And she went off to talk about, you know, how the Washington Post had a story today, or Brett said that the Washington Post had a story, who criticized drag queens was once a fan, according to a drag queen. This is a quote. The Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake, who has attacked drag queens as dangerous to children, attended the shows of drag queen Richard Stevens for more than 20 years and once hired him to perform at her home. Now, Carrie said in the clip, I do care, and I do care to actually address it. I'm really shocked. I'm actually appalled that Fox News would take a deflammatory story like that, or defamatory, I'm sorry, and pursuing something like this. We're pursuing the drag queen now because he lied. It's really that simple. Right? Baer went on to say, we just spent three questions, Ms. Lake, talking about this. I've asked you a number of questions about it. I played the Arizona House Speaker. Let's address the story that's in the Washington Post. Every candidate takes tough stories. I'm asking you to respond to it. She said, I'm happy to address it, but I'm really disappointed. I thought you were a little better than CNN. This is a person who I've covered for 20 decades. He's never been in my home. He says he's been in my home for a drag show. That's ludicrous. He's never been in my home. He lied. We tried to serve him with defamation papers, and he's so shady that we can't even track him down because he's not even welcome at places where he works or used to work. Brett went on to say, hey, I'm sorry. This is the last question I'll ask. What about these pictures of you with him, Richard Stevens? And what about the post I performed for Carrie's birthday? I performed in her home, some of the seediest bars in Phoenix. He says, I don't want to ask these questions, but you need to address them. Now, see, she responded like I did. I actually think you do want to ask them, but you don't want to ask about the 2,000 mules. I think you do want to ask this. This is absolutely ludicrous. And I'm talking about drag shows in schools. This is what triggered this man. Somebody who goes to drag shows with female impersonators is one thing. We don't want our tax money going into drag shows. And she's right. They're two different things. Look, I'm not into drag queens, drag shows. But if an adult wants to go there, you know, and that's their thing. For an adult to do it is one thing. To have those drag queens go into these schools, shaking their naked butt with their little wieners hanging out in some cases. We saw them. We saw the pictures. We saw the videos. In front of these kids is wrong. It's dead wrong. And there's no reason for tax money to be going to that. Right? Baer wouldn't let up on it. He says, I understand you're making a difference in issues there, but you're saying the allegation's wrong. It's what you're saying, right? She said, yes, I am. I'm really appalled that you would spend time on a false story like this. It's quite shocking. Brett says, I think it's okay to have candidates address things that are coming up about them. She went on to say, you didn't ask my opponent, the establishment opponent, who was here last week. You didn't ask her about her votes to allow illegal alien students to get a lower tuition than American students. You didn't ask her about the 70-plus times that she raised tuition on American students. You didn't ask her any tough questions. And here you have me on, and you're just simply trying to push a defamatory story out. It's really sad, Brett. He said, I really appreciate your time. We thought we'd address all issues that are on the table. This is one of them being covered. We thank you, and we'll cover the primary. Right? See, she's saying, you know, send out reporters to cover this corruption. You know, Fox is gone. Can we just be honest about it? With the exception of a couple, maybe. And Brett was one of the ones I thought would hang in there, stay with his integrity. Apparently, I was wrong. Not the first time. I've been wrong before. But this is ridiculous. You know, think about something. They are so afraid of Trump. They are so afraid of his people. And not because they think we're nuts or crazy. They don't think that at all. They know the truth. Trump knows now what he did wrong. He knows where he got snookered. And if he ever gets back in there again, they're all done. There will be people in jail. You know, I wish he had done this the first time. I wish he had put Rudy Giuliani in as the Attorney General from day one. And I would look at him and say, Rudy, clean this thing up. You clean up the swamp with me, and I'll give you any position you want after that. Rudy wasn't afraid to take on organized crime. I mean, those guys would have easily slit his throat. He was fine taking them on. You need another Rudy Giuliani. You need a handful of people that'll stop the corruption. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Finland and Sweden are joining NATO as a direct outcome of threats from Russia's Vladimir Putin. That's according to White House security spokesperson John Kirby. He discussed the new NATO members on Wednesday.
This is not about posing a threat to Russia or anyone else. It's about defense and only about defense. They have a lot of very advanced capabilities that they're now going to be able to devote to the alliance.
A new poll shows an overwhelming and growing majority of Americans say the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction. That number includes nearly 8 in 10 Democrats. The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research suggests President Joe Biden faces fundamental challenges as he tries to motivate voters to cast ballots for Democrats in November's midterm elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Come on, you gotta love that bass line. I don't care who you are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. What it boils down to is be part of the solution so that you are not part of the problem. You know, I don't know how often I should play this clip, but some people just don't believe it, don't get it. And it is Malcolm X, who some of my hardcore lefty friends love to quote, but they never quote him on this particular issue. And I believe the reason they don't do it is because it nails them. It doesn't allow them to get away with it. Let's see if we can get it right there first time. Let me see if I can play this. Of course. Hold on.
Going under the label of liberals, that white person that you see, there are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
Many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. Mm-hmm. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. Mm-hmm. And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plea.
I'd like to point out, though, that...
I say that because it is usually the, if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, mm-hmm. who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
Oh, he's so right. He's so right. And they don't want to hear this, right? Controlled by the white liberal. They are controlled by those people in the government that tells them, you need us. Think about all the things, truly, that the Democrat Party, the Democrats in control, tell the black and Hispanic community. You cannot do it alone. Those people are so against you that you could never make it happen on your own. And that's so, and you guys know this. That is so false, so fake, so wrong. But they have to keep spewing it. You keep saying it, you keep spewing it. And eventually somebody will believe it. We got to help. We have to help take down those left liberal white men who think that blacks and Hispanics can't do anything for themselves. You got to stop them. I'm not talking about physically. You know what I mean. You have to stop them. As you heard for decades now, 60 years we've heard about how negative the white community, the white liberal community is towards the blacks. The Republican primary for Governor's Manchin has taken a number of twists and turns in Arizona. Now, most of the nation is focused on this thing going on, this farce going on television. Right? But there's another candidate. I mean, some of them are even focusing on Kerry Lake only. But there's another candidate who's just surged in the polls. A Republican candidate. Her name is Karen Taylor Robson. Now, she's a rock star conservative. She's raised more than $1 million for former President Trump's reelection campaign. She also voiced concerns about the 2020 presidential election. She says, I will continue to say I don't believe the election was fair. I don't believe it was fair either. I don't believe it was fair based on what I've seen. Can I tell you that it would be overturned for sure? No, I can't tell you that. Nobody can. But what I can tell you is the numbers that I've seen and the process I've seen, it could be. It could very much be. When you look at the numbers that he lost by in some of these states, and the fraudulent votes that were cast, and the numbers, by the numbers. She went on to say, I'm a strong defender of the Second Amendment, always have been. I don't believe that you eliminate this kind of violence by taking away people's constitutional rights. I agree. You don't crack down on law-abiding gun citizens because the unlawful thugs are out there killing people. Taylor Robson, Salmon is a conservative, a businesswoman who's worked within the Republican ranks. She's been there for 30-plus years, right? Now, she tromped out of the border to make the requisite border invasion is required. You know, when you see what she's doing, and she's going down and she's talking, the Democrats don't do that. They actually make fun of the Republicans for doing it. They say, why are they going down there? They can't do anything about it. It's not their business. The president's got it under control. But yet, it's funny how whenever Republicans and or libertarians go down there, you see the damage. You see what's being done. But yet, when Democrats go down there, they don't really go down there. They're usually 20, 25 miles north. You know, how beautiful it is. There's no damage here. Does it look like... give me a break. You remember when Jim Acosta went down to the report that they weren't coming over in droves? And then what did you see? Behind him, people were hopping over the old fence. It was great. Anyway, Taylor Robson is making a comeback thanks in part to the third candidate pulling out of the race. Should that happen, it could be the push that she needs to surge ahead. Recent poll showed that Lake in front 23% to Taylor Robson 21%. In an April poll from the Phoenix-based firm, former TV news anchor led Taylor Robson 29-22. So it is closing. And all you need is that one little break Like we got Virginia to pull this off. And that shouldn't be hard. Really shouldn't. So what I love about this next story is, you know, Chicago, we keep hearing that crime is not out of control. They've got it in control. There's nothing really going on there that you perceive and that the right wing is telling you. But skyrocketing Chicago crime has small businesses. They're done. They're packing their bags and they're leaving. Right? Chicago crime is up 35% from where it was last year. Let that sink in. 35%. And she says everything's under control. 35%, everything's under control. Right? Isn't that great? A business owner in Chicago tells Fox News Digital that skyrocketing crime in the city forced him to quit doing business in the town. He's, you know, among thousands of individuals and businesses that have fled Illinois. Gary Rabin, founder of Rabin Group, the owner of 13 businesses, told Fox this week that the surging crime in Chicago was a major factor for him leaving. Now, think about that. He's been there for a long time. He's a paving company. He's the owner of a paving company. They obviously mostly work for cities. Right? He said when they were working in the cities, his crews were continuously robbed. Mostly in broad daylight. Even after adding security people to the jobs, they couldn't keep these guys safe. He said, we do thousands of jobs in the city every year. But as we got robbed more, my people operating rollers and pavers, right, they would steal equipment at lunchtime. Rollers, pavers, shovels, all kinds of equipment. And usually with a gun. About to see guns around law in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Rabin said that the additional cost of security and insurance for the thousands of jobs in the city each year, it caused jobs to cost twice as much to do. He explained the higher costs, well, ultimately it hurt the ratepayers. Most of them couldn't afford to use him anymore. So the city that he's paying taxes in couldn't keep him safe with his tax money, with the police department, and he had to leave. That makes sense anywhere? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, when we come back, I want to play a clip from a parent. It goes back a little while. But you're seeing more and more laws passed, like I said, that are trying to keep parents from speaking. Is this really what we want to do? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh. 855 Real Joe. I'm reading some of the goofy stuff you guys send. Yes, it's a kick. Some of it I'm not bringing up on the air. Right? The 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, right? Part of the solution. The, oh, I know what I'm talking about. All right. Hey, look, I get confused, too. The states, or some of the states, I'm trying to make it so I'm not, like, doing a sweep here. Some of the states are, now what they're doing is they're passing laws that would allow a school board, or even a city council, for that matter, to shut down the speech of a parent or parents or anybody at the school board meeting for that matter. Now, the reasoning behind that is that they say, well, you know, with all the disruptions we're having, we can't get anything done at the school board meetings. We can't, quote unquote, conduct the business of the people. But I would think that isn't the business of the people allowing them to speak, letting them blow off some steam? They should be allowed to blow off steam. There shouldn't be any reason why they don't. You know, the board members, oh, we don't get paid enough to do this, then leave. Then leave. Some boards don't get paid at all. Here in California, I don't know how they pulled it off, but, well, maybe they do. In California, you do get paid for being on a board, but you don't get, you know, not like you get big bucks. It's supposed to kind of pick up your gas money and all that other stuff. So, they want to squelch the parents from speaking. Now, this is a pseudo-blast from the past, but this is the stuff they're afraid of hearing. This man has got the facts, he's willing to spew the facts, and he's not afraid of you. That's what scares them the most. They're totally not afraid of you. And I'm glad. Take a listen. You knew that was going to happen, right? Come on.
No figure. And we have something called a lunch card.
We're going to start all over. There you go.
Most likely, what is going to happen when this gets taught to our children? Give you an example here. I was in the third grade, and I was on welfare. No figure. And we have something called a lunch card. Our teacher would let the kids that got the cold lunch or got lunch from home, they got to go in line first. The ones that had a lunch card, we had to go behind them. So time after time, that kept on happening. I'm getting there thinking like, man, this is messed up. How come the kids that got a cold lunch? How come the kids that got lunch from school? Why do they get to go before me? I started feeling real down and bad about myself. What makes them kids more special? What makes them different? What makes them so cool that they get to go first while us with the lunch card get to go in the back? So I started piecing some things together like, man, this is messed up. Why? 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 These people that actually got the lunch, the ones that had the cold lunch, the ones that had to go get to go first, they were some of my friends. I started disassociating myself with them. I started actually hating them. I actually started disliking them because I felt that they had something that I didn't have. They had it better than I had. I actually started getting mad.
Are you hearing this? This is what they're fostering again. Now, this is a grown man, by the way. This is what they're fostering with your kids again. Our kids, your kids. Right? Making them feel bad, making them feel like they're privileged because they have something somebody else doesn't have. Doesn't mean you're privileged.
At my home, like, because why can't I get a cold lunch to bring up here? So I can be up there in line. Why couldn't I? Now, my friend's trying to figure out what's wrong with Ty. How come he's so mad at us? I'm mad at them for something that's not even their fault. I'm getting mad at them because I'm the one that got a lunch card. They get to go first in line. But the fact that I was in the third grade and was able to piece that together to say in the third grade, look what I did. I conjured up my own perceptions of what my friends were. They weren't looking down on me. They didn't think they were better than me. I'm the one that came up with those false perceptions of what my friends were, not them. So when you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, it's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he's white? You're going to purposely tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? How do I get no dad in the house, work my way through college, sat there and hustle my butt off to get through college? You're going to tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that? Are you serious? Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never going to be able to get to work because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff. Because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't going to be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't going to let you get to work. Oh, you know you're not going to be able to do it here because you know, the white man going to keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You going to sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Not their skin.
Absolutely.
If they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely doing the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black History Month. Y'all will sit there and just pee, must pee on his grave with this nonsense. That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are talking about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on the Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger, to protect their children from what we call predators. And what do? They put their lives on the line from predators. What are we doing? Oh, just let the kids go. Let anything happen to them. Let anybody let bring in this sexuality stuff right there to pervert these children and all that. Let them know that, oh, if somebody touch you, oh, if it felt good to you, it's going to be okay. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids.
Yeah.
10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, and we see that we producing a whole bunch of kids that's actually super sexually pedophile acting and all this stuff like that, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be? Who are we going to look back on and blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to Black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense. None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did and get exactly where I am by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS. Most likely what's going to happen when this
game goes? They're afraid of this man. They're afraid of men like him. They're afraid of people like him. There are so many Black, Hispanic men, women, females, Asians that are out there saying the same thing, and it scares the crud out of a lot of these school board members. They're not used to, up until recently, they're not used to being challenged. I can tell you, I've been one for years. All right, and for clarity, because one of you guys wrote me an email a while back. I had planned on being on the school board 8 years. That was it. I wanted to bring back career technical education. That was it. The old shop classes kind of thing. And you know, it wasn't because I'm old and want, and they're going, oh, yeah, we need shop class. No, the kids need to be able to work with their hands. And they need to replace a light switch in their home. They need not to have to worry. You know, maybe they don't have the extra bucks like today. And to be able to change their own oil. Wouldn't that be cool? Stupid little things. Check the fluids. You know, your daughter's ready to go out. Show her how to change the water in a radiator or check the water in a radiator, whatever. Can you understand what I'm saying? We've lost all of that because we don't need it anymore. Now, we've entitled our kids so much and others that you go everywhere to get this stuff done when really some of the stuff you can easily do in your own driveway. Gives you a sense of accomplishment. Teaches you how to work with tools. You hit a snag, it teaches you to think through it. We're losing all of that. If it's not a game controller, they're not interested in it. We're losing that. I have a little picture I used to put up my Facebook page all the time. And it had to do with a bunch of kids working on cars. And I was like, this is what we did after school, not this. And there were pictures of kids sitting on a couch playing video games in the dark. Not in the sun, not breaking a sweat, not using their hands and their arms and their muscles. You know, a little camaraderie going on there. Anyway, but this is what they're teaching. They're dumbing everything down so that they can control you. And it's not a mind control. It's none of that stuff. This is psychological things that have been going on for decades. Look, I said it when Barack Obama ran the second time. I was one of the few that said he was going to lose. I mean, he was going to win. My buddies were saying, how can he win? Look at this, look at that, look at what's going on. I said, because we're running around telling people, we're going to stop your unemployment checks. We're going to stop your welfare checks. We're going to stop your state aid checks. You can have the hardest core Republican conservative. And if he votes for X, he loses that money. He can't feed his family until he gets on his feet again. It was the wrong message to send out. It went out the wrong way. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. God bless, guys. Be safe. Don't be stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow, the Joe Messina Show.